Darling Heart, and welcome to this episode of the Drink Less, Live Better podcast. This is the podcast that helps you to see that drinking less doesn't need to be stressful, lonely, or boring. I'm your host, Sarah Williamson, and I decided to have a year alcohol-free as a little life experiment and haven't looked back. I'm a best-selling author, expert speaker, and life coach. I'm here to support you with your alcohol-free or drink less adventures. Give me a follow on Instagram at Drink Less Live Better and head to the website drinklesslivebetter.com where you will be able to sign up to the 5-day Drink Less experiment, find blog posts, and you can choose to join the email club where I share resources, wisdom, insights, and glimmers of hope and joy. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Let's get straight to it. What do you like most about yourself? What a great question. I was listening to a podcast and the host asked a guest this question last week. The guest gave an answer. I don't know whether she had been primed, whether she'd been told that she was going to be asked this question or not, but as soon as she was, she gave a brilliant answer. It seemed well thought out, well structured, and snappy. I had to pause the podcast and then think about my answer. I was a bit narked with myself because I realised I didn't know the answer immediately and I thought that perhaps I should know the answer. If somebody asks us what we most like about ourselves, surely we should be able to say straight away, "This is the thing. This is the thing I most like about me." And yet, I couldn't. So after a bit of thinking time, what do I like most about myself? Nothing sprang to mind. Still, I had to give it some deeper thought. I knew my answer wasn't going to be a physical attribute. It was going to be a trait, a distinguishing quality, or a characteristic. Something I hold dear, something I really value about myself. So why didn't the thing I like or even love about myself not sit at the forefront of my brain? That's not a rhetorical question. I'm actually asking why. Why wasn't it right at the front of my brain? Well, seeing as it's just me here and available to answer this question right now, I'm going to take a wild stab at it and tell you. I suspect it's because I don't spend a lot of time ever thinking about this stuff. I catch myself in moments of self-doubt and shame, telling myself unkind words, but I very rarely catch myself thinking about how incredible I am. After a couple of moments in silence, running through a list of some of my characteristics, liking several but not loving one in particular, an idea did strike me. Nuance. Understanding nuance. That's the thing I most love about me. I love my ability to see nuance in situations. I enjoy subtle details. I listen to someone tell me a story and I really hear the complexities in it. I think this trait has been developed over time. It's a critical thinking skill. I've learned to fine-tune it. After many, many years working with young people, talking to them about their substance use and misuse, many years working in management and mentoring, listening to people tell their stories, explain the things that are going on for them, I have developed a very finely tuned skill of understanding nuance. Other potential qualities that might have made it into my top one were creativity or big-heartedness, by which I mean I'm empathetic and kind. But I made myself choose just one thing. So pink hair was out. That's a physical attribute anyway. And yes, when I say it out loud, I'm very happy to tell you my favourite thing about me is my ability to see the many shades of grey or colour that exist in all our worlds. After I'd heard that little snippet on the podcast, I did an Instagram reel talking about this subject and loved seeing people's responses there. I also sent the question out to my email club members this week. Oh my gosh, did I ever love replying to that flurry of emails. What joyful celebrations I had the opportunity to exchange. I run the tiniest membership in the world called Alcohol Free Insiders, and you can find out more about that on my website by visiting the Everything page. Last week, we exchanged messages back and forth in Messenger about what we loved about ourselves and also what we loved and valued about each other. Honestly, you want a dopamine hit? You gotta try this kind of thing. I'm telling you now, if you need a bit of confidence polish or your self-esteem could do with a boost, stick with me. Talk to me. Let's walk to the edges of your comfort zone together. Let's scan your horizons for any potential danger, and let's truly find out who you are and what you want next from life. We'll start with celebrating some of your finest attributes. Life coaching, sober coaching, and cheerleading, all available with me. Thank you for listening in today. Come back again next week. Today's show notes include links to various programs that might help you and my 90-day flagship program. And P.S. I believe in you.